This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Professionals do. He respected the choice of the voters of his own party. He made it clear that he had some concerns. He worked through those concerns with the nominee, and he issued an endorsement. I think it's really pretty simple. He did the right thing.
Congressman, we are all admiring your rhetorical moves here around the table. Very skillful. But let's get back to Paul Ryan. How much pressure internally do you think or do you know existed within the House GOP caucus on the Speaker to endorse Donald Trump?
I think the Speaker, there's certainly some pressure to do that. On the other hand, you've got some other individual members that probably won't do that, and that's fine. But the vast majority of the Republican Party would expect the Republican Speaker to endorse the Republican nominee. For goodness sakes, he has to preside over that convention. How can he do that without having committed to support the person that convention's going to nominate? I mean, I think when you don't have any choices, you do the right thing. And that's what he did here. And there's not an alternative out there. And frankly, again, this is a choice. It's a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at this point. And frankly, if you're a Republican, that's a pretty easy choice. There's nobody that unites and motivates Republicans quite as much as Hillary Clinton.
Congressman.
We're talking to Congressman Tom Cole, U.S. Representative for Oklahoma's 4th Congressional District. And he said it correctly. I mean, there is a clear delineation, as we discussed with Coach, the coachesteam.com, by the way, his website, remind you of that. That there is a clear delineation between one Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You know, I don't know how much more of a contrast, Scott, that you need between these two choices. And, of course, Democrats are having a tough time because of, you know, as we discussed, with Bernie Sanders still in the fray here. He continues to expose Hillary and pull her more and more to the left. She's going to have a very difficult time, pivoting, which I find was quite interesting. If you remember on the last cycle with Mitt Romney and his campaign manager talked about Etch-a-Sketch, that, when you come to the general election, you just kind of rewrite the rules. And, that's kind of an acceptable expression within the political rank and file. And in campaign mode, this is all acceptable. And this is what, Hillary does and every candidate does, is that they Etch-a-Sketch. May not put it quite in those terms, but, if you remember when Mitt Romney's campaign representative made that statement, I mean, it was like everybody was in an uproar. But now it's just like, oh, it's just conversational. It's just all the same thing. I mean, it's just amazing to me the double standards that take place. Even to the point, if you remember that it was Mitt Romney who said, look, at our biggest challenge is Russia. And Barack Obama kind of laughed at him and, chided him and made fun of him. And, look who's right and who's wrong. See, but this is what the voters need to really hold on to, is that there is enough history out there for us to make the right choice and the right decision. Now, you may not like the offerings necessarily, but I think what America is, with its anti-establishment attitude and the shake-em-up mindset, is that we're saying, hey, look at, what have we got to lose here? We got a country that's been running out of control, a budget, $19 trillion, a bunch of entitled, spoiled-minded legislators and bureaucracy that has been more ineffective than effective. Maybe that's what, what this country really needs and our bureaucracy needs is a good shakeup. And let's bring on Donald Trump because he's the one to make it happen. And this seems to be the increasing sentiment across this country. I know you're not hearing that necessarily from the mainstream media because they want to talk more about the riots and all these other things that are going on. But at the very root here is a lot of passion and a desire for real change. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Coming up next week, by the way, the email address that you'll want to know, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got copies of the movie, the DVD Blu-ray of Risen. We already did Risen. Young Messiah, we're going to be giving away for a couple of weeks. So, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And so, next week, drop me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running. Get me in the hoppa. And you could be a big winner, okay? So, we'll keep you informed and let you know exactly when the starting gate is open. And you can start sending those emails to me. David Horowitz is with us, an American conservative writer, founder, current president of the think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of Front Page Magazine, and director of Discover the Networks, a website that tracks individuals and groups on the political left. David Horowitz, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I want to talk about your new book, Progressive Racism, a provocative new book that dissects the racial morality play of white supremacy and black oppression. So where is the motivation here? Where did this come out of?
Well, I'm sickened by what's happened to the civil rights movement in this country. It's become a roving lynch mob and a defamer of America. President of the United States, Barack Obama, has said that racism is in the DNA of America, which is the most malicious thing a president has ever said about his own country.
Exactly.
And the opposite is true. Slavery existed in Africa for 1,000 years before a white person ever set foot there. It existed in all societies that were slavery for 3,000 years, and nobody ever said it was immoral. Not Aristotle, not Moses, not Jesus. Until Protestant Christians in England, led by Wilberforce, did declare it immoral towards the end of the 18th century, and the American founders put it into the birth certificate of this country that liberty and equality are rights given by God that can't be taken away by governments. And within a generation, slavery was abolished, not only in America, but throughout the hemisphere. Every black person in America owes their freedom to the founders. What's in the DNA of America is not racism, but liberty.
Exactly.
And I think this just shows how the whole kind of civil rights left has been inverted. It is now, its purpose is to find grievances that don't exist, indict whites, celebrate criminals. Civil rights victims used to be actual victims of racial discrimination. Now, like Emmett Till, who was a 12-year-old who was brutally murdered in the South for allegedly whistling at a white woman. Now the heroes are predators. Freddie Gray, the Baltimore criminal, was a career. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he had an arrest record as long as your arm. And who was he preying on? Other black people.
Exactly.
Yet he's a civil rights hero now.
Mm-hmm.
Then the same is true of Eric Garner and Michael Brown, although Michael Brown lived long enough to make a career.
Yeah, but Michael Brown was being a bully in the neighborhood. I mean, when you saw the video.
I saw that video. I mean, if it's him, that's horrible.
I mean, we're not trying to justify him being shot, but it's just like, you know.
Well, look, it was a justifiable homicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was, because he was attacking that police officer. But the more important thing is the way the mob, the Black Lives Matter mob, behaved. They mm-hmm. burned the town, which is a black town. The victims, again, are black, mm-hmm. of Black Lives Matter. They burned the town because they wanted an officer indicted, convicted, and punished in advance of the facts. They didn't
right.
even wait for the evidence because his crime was being white. And even after the facts were in, and even after they were validated by the Holder Justice Department, they still maintained this myth, that he had his hands up and so forth, was saying don't shoot. And where does that lie come from? It comes from his accomplice in the strong-arm robbery. I mean, it's just terrible.
Exactly.
What's gone on. So,
well,
you can trace it. Martin Luther King was an American patriot, and his civil rights idea was very American. It was everybody should be judged as an individual on their merits, not because of their skin color, not because of their ethnicity. That's the American way. But these left-wing collectivists, the progressives, have come along, and they want to judge everything by color and by gender. And it's tearing our country apart is what it's doing.
Well, David, when do we get beyond this reparation stuff? I mean, I just saw a video the other day of a young kid. He had a bunch of white people all together and, talking about how, the black people have been robbed and they deserve reparation. I mean, it was just disgusting.
Well, he hasn't been robbed. He is blessed to have been born in America. American blacks
right.
are richer than blacks anywhere in the world and freer and more privileged. This is just nonsense. There are no slaves left. There are no children of slaves. And if you want reparations, you should be suing the Confederate government, not the United States government, which fought a civil war that freed the slaves at the cost of 350,000 mainly white lives.
Exactly.
Most people in America got here. Their ancestors came in the 1880s was the beginning of the great waves of migration. So most Americans have no connection whatsoever to slavery. My grandparents were in Russia, being vamped on by Cossacks when there was slavery in America. Why should I pay reparations to Oprah Winfrey and Jesse Jackson? It doesn't make any sense. It's just another left-wing divisive campaign.
But it's all this white, it's this white guilt, that they put out on people. I mean, here we throw all this money and poverty, mostly black people, taking unfair advantage. The welfare system that is broken, that is not really lifting people up. I mean, we got some reform.
The welfare system is the worst thing that's a crime committed against. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's committed against all poor people, but.
Right.
Lots of black people since slavery. It's perfectly diabolical. You give people just you provide them with an apartment, food. Actually, they can get a lot more. They get their EBT cards and so forth. But they live poor as a result.
Yes.
And it takes away the incentive to work and to get independent. It puts people in chains. And then they bribe First of all, you can't have a father in the home, so that's going to make you poor in the first place.
Exactly.
And secondly, then they bribe these single women to have more children because they can get $200 a kid per month.
That's the way they get a raise. David Horowitz, we're going to break right now. The author, his latest book, Progressive Racism. David Horowitz, I'm Bill Martinez. Live, stay right where you are. We've got more right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country value a job candidate's skill above all else when hiring. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly half of entrepreneurs say that skill level is the most important factor when selecting a potential candidate, followed by fit with the company culture and previous experience. Furthermore, only 3% say education level is the most important factor when hiring. In fact, 2/5 of small business owners say a college degree isn't important. Instead, entrepreneurs are looking for characteristics such as work ethic and trustworthiness. Steve Strauss, small business expert and USA Today columnist, discusses the findings.
While a college degree is traditionally seen as a door opener for job seekers, fundamental skills and characteristics that ensure a job well done are at the core of what small businesses need. This isn't to say that advanced education is invaluable, but it's how you apply and translate that knowledge into results that matters most.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with Worthy America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The one, the only David Horowitz is with us. David, of course, is founder, current president of the think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of Front Page Magazine, director of Discover the Networks, a website that tracks individuals and groups on the political left. His latest book, Progressive Racism. This book is really enlightening. I mean, this is like one of those lifetime research deals as you start to look at the trajectory of what racism has evolved to in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the 30 years of lost battles. Since Sharpton and Jackson took over the civil rights movement and turned it into an extortion mill. As I say, it's like a roving lynch mob.
Civil wrongs movement. Excellent. Yeah, they have benefited themselves, but what have they done for Black America?
Well, they've actually heard Black Lives Matter has gotten a lot of Black people killed by attacking police. And making the police say it isn't worth it being aggressive and going after criminals because you can have your career destroyed. Look at Darren Wilson, the officer in Ferguson. In kind of hiding now. I mean, his life has been ruined by these Black racists and their anti-white white allies. Mm-hmm. It is terrible.
But no reparations for a guy like Darren Wilson, though. And I was, and I'm glad you brought his name back up again, because I was going to say that based on the information I read about him, I mean, here's an officer. This is what he loved to do. He was a good officer. And how many other talented officers along the way are we losing, David Horowitz, because of this?
Yeah, and what's doing by losing them and by intimidating other police, it's created a spike in the violent crimes and homicide rates. Chicago's homicide rate is up 70% this year, but the same thing is happening in Baltimore and in Ferguson, St. Louis area. And the victims, it's true that Blacks commit 40% of the violent crimes, Black males, so it's like 6% of the population. Commits 40% of the violent crimes, but the victims are mainly Black. Like 90% mm-hmm. of their victims are Black.
Exactly.
So by handcuffing the police, not to mention the gun control laws. Of course, they're the most stringent in cities like Democrat-run cities like Chicago and Baltimore or any major inner city. So if you're a welfare mother living in a high-crime area, the only security you have is what you can reach for in the night table drawer. You don't have gated community. You have the police in retreat now. They were a line of protection. And you can't get a gun. It's insanity. But, it's partly the Republicans' fault because they never mentioned this stuff.
It definitely goes underreported. They don't really want to take a stand. Political correctness has caused them to cower as well. And meanwhile, as you mentioned, the welfare mothers, and we were talking before in the earlier break, is that, our government and our politicians are rewarding the wrong behavior. We're incentivizing, poverty even further, and we've created kind of a modern-day form of slavery, which, I just think is astounding to me. I mean, Blacks, claim... they want reparations for, slavery offenses of years gone by, but now...
Free money doesn't free you. You don't get liberated by getting free money. You get liberated by working, by getting a skill. That's the way you get liberated in our culture. So handouts, which is what reparations would be, it's just going to be another form of enslavement. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in a sense, we've been handing out trillions of dollars over the years. I mean, you could say there's been reparations.
20 trillion, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I know the war on poverty alone was $22 trillion since 1964, which mostly went to blacks, which LBJ at the time said, look at, he told the Democratic Party, they were against it at first. He says, look at, I'll get blacks to vote for us for the next 100 years. You pass this bill and they will do it. And look what's happened. I mean, he's enslaved them, you know, they don't even know it. I mean, they're like the frogs in boiling water.
Well, there are some blacks who know it, and they get called race traitors.
Right. And they've been great examples.
It's the cowardice of the Republican Party that's helping this situation persist. Why isn't every Republican speech have a passage which talks about the fact that the Democratic Party is the party of slavery and segregation and controls every major inner city of size in America, 100%. There aren't any Republicans on the city councils of these cities and these killing fields, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore has got to be...
it's a disaster.
Stupid, incompetent, racist, left-wing prosecutor in Baltimore prosecuting these officers. I mean, it's just terrible. But every major inner city in America, the ones I named, 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and has been for 50 to 100 years. Everything that's wrong with the inner cities of America that policy can affect, Democrats and progressives are responsible for. And including the failed public schools, which year in, year out, because they just are there to serve the teacher unions and the adults, don't teach the children, don't give them the skills they need to succeed. And, you know, basically are destroying the lives of these kids. 100% controlled and the responsibility is 100% the Democratic Party. The Republicans never mention it. I mean, it just drives me crazy.
Well, and David, I tell you, I'm right alongside you with that. I mean, it is brain damaging. And is it any wonder the Democratic Party has moved closer to socialism to the point that you got a guy like Bernie Sanders capturing 40% of the Democratic vote?
Unfortunately, most of the millennials following him have no idea what socialism is. But, Bernie Sanders is a communist. He's an anti-American communist and has been his whole life. His model is not Denmark. He wants to make America like Cuba and Venezuela.
Well, and it's amazing to me when they talk about his economic plan adding an immediate $19 trillion more. I mean, this isn't Barack Obama, let's do it over two administrations.
He's
let's just do it right away.
Bernie Sanders is brain dead. This is all his ideas that have been tried for 100 years and failed. They killed over 100 million people. They bankrupted whole continents. You know, they generalized poverty so that everybody was poor except the party elite. And there's Bernie Sanders, as though he was asleep in this whole century, going on and wanting to repeat it.
Well, David, in your book, Progressive Racism, we got about a minute left. Give a summary for our audience so they know why they need to get their hands on this book and be enlightened with your book and your insight here.
Well, you need to be armed for this battle. People hide. They get out of the way of leftists who want to call them racist. So you have to have the arguments to confront them, because if you get out of their way, they win.
Yes.
You know, I think it's worth it for the last chapter alone, which is called Black Skin Privilege, which is an in-your-face to the white skin privilege grievance. I mean, these people are talking through their hats. They don't know what they're talking about. And you just need to familiarize yourself with the arguments.
Well, a little bit of knowledge will go a long way. There's no doubt about it. David Horowitz, an American conservative writer, founder, current president of think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center. David, thank you as always for being on Bill Martinez Live.
Can carpets stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only. Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. We understand that if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be up to us. Since, okay, all hands on deck, bottom-up movement, grassroots level. You know what I'm talking about? Not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess, but we need to hear your voice. Right now, we got Lance LaRusso, speaking of a voice, a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books Peacemaking and When Cops Kill. Lance, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about Freddie Gray. Arresting officer Edward Nero been found not guilty on all counts by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams. Nero faced second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. And it seemed to be indicated by the judge that there was nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, I've read his entire opinion that he read from the bench, the transcript, and I would recommend that if people want to really understand more about the facts and what he was charged with and what the judge actually found, I really highly recommend it. You know, one of the things that I found interesting was the decision to have a bench trial as opposed to a jury trial. And several people on the Internet, including one of the activists there in Baltimore, was saying that that deprived the people on a jury of the right to make a decision. Well, you know, that's a big risk for a defendant to take, especially with this judge's background. He's a former prosecutor, investigated police misconduct cases. So this was not some sort of an easy way to pass these charges. This was a very big risk on their part, and they obviously had faith in what the evidence would show.
And this judge is black, too, right?
Yes, he is. I saw a picture of him recently. And apparently he has most of his experience, I believe, before he got on the bench, appears to be that of a prosecutor.
Right, exactly. Well, this really says a lot about, you know, the Baltimore attorney general. I mean, this really puts some egg on her face a little bit, don't you think?
It does. It really causes a problem for the process that was used, the vehicle, if you will, that was used to charge them. It's my understanding, I'm not licensed in Maryland, but it's my understanding that a grand jury was bypassed in this case, and this was not a situation that was vetted just from a timeline as long as it could be. And this is the problem that we're seeing, Bill, across the United States. People want quick answers after a use of force. And I talk about this in When Cops Kill. There is a deliberate process to those investigations. And there's three investigations. You have an administrative investigation, criminal investigation, and then a prosecutorial inquiry, and then you can have a federal investigation. Investigations need to be thorough. Everyone wants a thorough investigation, and investigations, if they're going to be thorough, take time. Quick answers in a thorough investigation are two goals that will never coincide. And this is what happens when people want quick answers and quick responses. And I suspect the judge was focused on something that has escaped a lot of the media stories, is whether or not the officer placed Freddie Gray under arrest, Officer Nero, and second, whether he was lawfully under arrest when Officer Nero contacted him. That is a critical point for these prosecutions. And that would come out with a longer investigation. As a matter of fact, you hear that now the department is going to conduct their administrative investigation to see what goes on. And it is a disservice to everyone, not just these officers. It's a disservice to everyone to have rushed to a criminal prosecution that, in this case, led to an acquittal in a very highly charged case, where if she waited for the investigation to be complete, she may have found that he was not culpable, which is ultimately what the judge found.
Well, she really wanted to put herself in a position of responsibility, and I think it's beyond her pay grade. When I heard her talk, you know, that day that she was going to, you know, get the, it was, you know, she was putting it all on her. I'm going, man, you know, just if you just listen to what she just said, she's out of order. I mean, it's not consistent with any due process. She pushed this through, and now what we've got, we've had two legal processes right now with two of the police officers, right? And both have been exonerated?
Well, one was a hung jury, and then the other one was exonerated. And, you know, and they haven't made a decision, as far as I know, as to whether or not they're going to retry the officer. But, you know, the mayor said something interesting. She's quoted as saying that police officers have the same due process and constitutional rights as any citizen. And boy, you could have fooled me as an outside observer looking at what happened in Baltimore. There would be an uproar if people were charged. These were not officers, and they were charged so quickly. There's a lot of information going on behind the scenes. You know, some of the relationships here, I understand, are a little suspect. Some of the relations, marital relationships or other relationships between the people involved in the prosecution and the city itself. And I think this was really seen as a way to put a bucket of cold water on a very violent situation that was going on in Baltimore. But, you know, remember the worst rioting occurred after Darren Wilson was cleared by a grand jury.
Exactly.
So you're essentially kicking the can down the road. And again, everybody at the end of the day wants that thorough investigation. And when I talk about it, when cops kill and all the profits go to law enforcement charities, what I talk about in there is explaining for the public, for the media, for officers, this is what these investigations look like. They are thorough. They are deliberate. But it takes a while to get to all the witnesses, to review the evidence, and to really get down to the truth. And watching a couple of seconds of a video and saying, you need to prosecute them, it serves no justice whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that we learned, or at least got a clear understanding, I would have hoped, after, as you mentioned, Darren Wilson and Ferguson, but we didn't learn that lesson very well in Baltimore. It just seemed to really just take on a personality of its own. Here it is, even on this show, I can tell you, Lance, we're very careful about, you know, expediting the process when the rest of the media is throwing headlines out there and adding to the fervor and the passion and everything. And then you get outside players, Black Lives Matter, and all these other professional protesters that come into play just to disrupt cities, burn cities down, and do the kind of things that they've been doing. It is just absolutely disgusting. It's irresponsible. And, you know, I think the media needs to, you know, connoiter and, you know, get their act together a little bit on this and realize that, hey, their job is to report, not to influence the news and the rabble-rousing.
Well, and when cops kill, I coined a term called the informal media. Essentially, you have the media with made up of professionals, and then you have the social media, the blog, the comments to professional media sources, and they have made up such a large portion of our lexicon of what people consume as news. I mean, people are consuming the, you know, if you will, the actual hard news like they can consume an episode of The Kardashians.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not fluff. This is real. What these officers go through on a regular basis, you know, the dangers that they face and trying to interpret. I found just a large amount of ignorance, even among some prosecutors, as to the laws, not only the laws of the use of deadly force, but also the mechanics of the use of deadly force. And by means that I mean, as an example, you'll have someone who's shot in the back. And they'll say, well, clearly that's a bad shoot. There's no way the officer could have faced a firearm. Well, it's been proven that a person can point a weapon at an officer and still present their back as the only target. We've also seen situations where people have fired under their shoulders, under the opposite shoulder, fired while they're running away. You know, for instance, you have an officer who's pointing a firearm at somebody, telling them to put their hands and show their hands. They can actually draw a weapon and fire from their waistband in 0.26 seconds. It takes the officer about 0.81 seconds to fire. So if that suspect fires around and turns and runs, the officer in that one single movement is going to shoot them in the back. But we have this, I call it the Gary Cooper syndrome. People have been watching too many Westerns, and they think people stand still when these actions occur. Everybody's moving. The officers are, I've been teaching firearms for 25 years. We don't teach officers to stand still when they're being shot at. It tends to have a negative effect on one's life expectancy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Lance, I mentioned, there's three more officers yet to be adjudicated in this case, right?
I thought there were four, because there were six arrested,
okay.
And then we have one hung jury and one acquitted.
Okay, so four more yet to go. Well, keep us to date on this. I appreciate you coming on and breaking it down for us. Lance LaRusso, leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books Peacekeeping and When Cops Kill. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate you coming on. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Del Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
From the studio that brought you Heaven Is For Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing!
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they are proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making-of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
It's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. On Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Available now at Christian retailers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Got to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life.
Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. We got Stephen Moore with us. We're going to talk about his latest book, all about fracking and the big lies the left have been putting upon us. And, of course, you know, we don't want to engage in all these lies. We've been doing everything we can to bring you the truth. And this is why we appreciate Stephen coming on with us to talk about his latest book, Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. And Steve Moore, it is a mad war, isn't it?
Hi, Bill. It's good to be with you. And yeah, it is. You know, we've got this amazing opportunity to become the energy dominant country of the world and start selling our energy rather than buying it from OPEC and Saudi Arabia and Iran and ISIS-backed countries. And yet, for some crazy reason, we have a Democratic Party and an environmental movement that says, you know, don't produce American energy. They want us to buy it from abroad. And it's a crazy policy. In my opinion, it's unpatriotic to be saying, you know, we're not going to create the millions of jobs we should be producing through oil and gas. And you've seen, by the way, Bill, what has happened to our coal industry under Barack Obama. Right. It is one of the most sinister things I've ever seen. It's not that the coal industry has gone out of business because of, you know, the market. It's because this was a deliberate policy of the Obama administration to put tens of thousands of coal miners out of business and destroy our domestic coal business. And by the way, my book, Fueling Freedom, one of the points we make is this country was built on coal.
Exactly.
So why would we want to, put it out of business?
Well, this has been politically engineered. You're exactly right, Steve. And, the big lie that fossil fuels, fracking, and clean coal are hurting our environment and our economy. I mean, it's just a flat-out lie. There's no evidence whatsoever to back up those statements. But this has been, the lie that just won't go away because of the environmentalists and the media who want to be in the tank for this administration and as Ben Rhodes would say, the carrier of their PR.
You know, Bill, I think you know this, but a lot of Americans don't because the media has not reported it. But several months ago, the Obama administration's EPA, the Obama administration, came out with a report saying there have been no incidents of water contamination from fracking. None.
Yes.
Zero.
Yes.
So, these ideas that somehow we're, going to all be drinking unhealthy water like Flint, Michigan if we frack is crazy. In fact, fracking, if you're someone who cares about global warming, and I'm not a big global warming guy, but if you are, then the evidence is very clear. The more we frack, the more natural gas we get. The more natural gas we get, the less carbon we put in the atmosphere and the fewer greenhouse gases. So why aren't the environmentalists in favor of fracking and natural gas? They're against it.
Right. Well, they're picking and choosing the items of their agenda. If it fits their agenda, fine. If not, they're going to ignore the fact, even to the point that they're willing to hurt poor people with clean coal and inexpensive coal for this, I call it this Don Quixote windmill chasing event of environmentalism. And, what is it costing? I mean, who is it impacting and hurting most? The very people that they'll get in front of and say, we're for the common man. We're for the poor guy. We want to give him a hand up. Oh, do you? But every time you come up with a regulation, you're just pulverizing them.
That's a really good point you make, Bill, because I remember the, a time when the Democratic Party, truly cared about working class Americans, and they cared about union workers, and they cared about, how to improve the jobs of Americans. Now all they care about is the rise of the ocean, and they're willing to sacrifice millions and millions of energy jobs, of manufacturing jobs. They're willing to put every American out of a job if it means, that we can stop by a quarter inch the rise of the ocean. And by the way, even their policies, even if we put in place every policy that they are advocating, Bill, the Chinese and the Indians are building so many coal plants that all right. We're doing is putting Americans out of business and transferring coal production out of America to China and India where the coal is much dirtier and worse for the environment. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, how does that work where America loses, China wins?
Yeah, but I wonder, and I'm not a conspiratorialist normally, but let me give you an example. The environmentalists were all in favor of natural gas a few years ago. They said, natural gas is a bridge fuel, and, it's a clean fuel, and we should use more natural gas. And then we discovered through fracking that we got hundreds of years of natural gas. And so once it became cheap and abundant, guess what? Now they're against it. Against anything that works. I mean, think about this, Bill. Where do we get our electricity from? A lot of Americans don't even know the answer to this. They think it comes out of the wall. We get our electricity mostly from coal, natural gas, nuclear power, and some from hydropower, and a very, very tiny amount from wind and solar power. So think about it. They're against nuclear, right? They're against oil. They're against gas. They're against coal. They don't even like hydropower because they don't like dams. So anything that works to produce electricity, they're against.
It's like you have to check your brains in or something to go along with this. I mean, you got to think that they're a lot smarter than this. I mean, how do you just resist what is common knowledge and buy into this doctrine that time and again proves unfruitful and very expensive? Look at all the money we've been spending on all, whether it's wind energy or nuclear, solar. And what's our return? You and I have talked about this before, Steve. What's our return on investment? We should demand accountability and a return for all this money that we've invested, not to mention money, but also in, by way of jobs and resources that this country has given up in the name of, this green energy deal.
Well, that's why what I was going to say was that I wonder if there's something else going on here. Maybe this is some kind of penance that we're supposed to. Because, like, modern day environmentalism, the people who run these big multi-billion dollar environmental groups, it is a religion, right? Climate change is a religion. Mm-hmm. It's not based on science, in fact. It's based on a religious faith. And I think a lot of them want to see America deindustrialized. They want us to go back and live like it was the Middle Ages. And if you, and think about this. If you wanted to shut down the American economy, Bill, what better way to do it than to go after our energy? Because energy, without energy, you can't produce anything, right?
Exactly. Yeah, when you look at you know, how we industrialized and you know what happened, it, you know, at the forefront of the development of, you know, modern day America was energy, and we've not only provided an incredible amount of economic power and thrust to this country, but to other countries that want to partner with us, and now we're abandoning what brought us to the dance for what? I mean, you know, if we're abandoning something because we've got somebody better to dance with, I'm okay with that. But I don't, you know, I'm not seeing anything that looks all that pretty.
Well, you know, I live in Virginia. Virginia's a coal producing state, and it is really heartbreaking to see what Barack Obama and his radical environmentalists have done to these towns. I mean, they've been totally, you know, these are third and fourth generation, 100 years old, you know, coal towns that still produce a lot of coal, and Obama's regulators have come in and just shut them down. And where you now all you've got is unemployment lines and kids on meth. It's a really tragic thing to say. See, and these are the same people, you know, Hillary Clinton says, I care so much of the working class folks. She didn't care about the working class folks. She cares about Tom Steyer, the billionaire who's funding her campaign in the Democratic Party. She puts the billionaires ahead of the working class Americans who are going to lose their jobs. And you saw, by the way, Bill, what happened when Hillary went to West Virginia. Remember that?
I was just going to say she put her high heels in her throat, all the way down to her throat on that one. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, to your point, Steve, is that, you know, their policies continue. But, you know, the thing is that's most amazing is that they're so arrogant and so self-assured by this theory that they're willing to talk out loud. I mean, you might say, oh, did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking that. I didn't think I really actually said that.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think the Democrats, you know, when I talk to Democrats, you know, thoughtful Democrats, you know, they will tell me privately, not on the record. They'll say, Steve, our party is on the wrong side of the energy issue. You know, we've bet on the wrong horse. We're betting on windmills and solar paneling when we've got, you know, 500 years worth of coal. We've got 300 years worth of natural gas and 200 years worth of oil. We're not running out of this stuff. We're running into it. And so, look, the point of our book is, let's get this right. Let's use our energy resources. Let's become the energy dominant country in the world. Let's sell the stuff rather than buy it. Let's put, you know, Putin out of business. Let's put OPEC out of business. Let's put ISIS out of business by producing our own oil. I mean, it's just so obvious. So I think 90% of America, this is by the way, why I think Donald Trump is going to win a huge election, because these are, well, as my you know, 13-year-old son would say, this is a, well, duh.
Exactly.
You know, we'll see what happens. But this energy issue, I can't think of one issue, that maybe there are a few, where the two parties are so diametrically opposed. I mean, Republicans produce the jobs and the resources and become energy efficient, and the Democrats say, let's use windmills. And by the way, windmills, they used windmills in the Middle Ages, folks, and there's a reason we stopped using windmills 300 years ago.
Exactly. And that's why I love Don Quixote. I just, you know, I see Barack Obama dressed up as Don Quixote chasing windmills, and Hillary's his Sancho Pancho. What do you think?
Yeah. Maybe we should call the Hillary, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders energy policy the Don Quixote energy policy.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, congratulations on the book that you and Kathleen have written, Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy, available at all the usual places, right?
Yep, and, you know, I'm so pleased that you're allowing me to talk a little bit about this, because I do think it's one of the most important issues for our country going forward.
Services unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.